This podcast replay is brought to you by South Florida's premier law enforcement agency, the Fort Lauderdale Police Department. The FTLPD is now accepting applications for non-certified and certified police officer positions. Minimum requirements and qualifications can be found at flpdjobs.com. That's flpdjobs.com.
David Triana says, oh, random question. If you didn't get into this business, what's another job you wish you could have had? Oh, rock DJ, bro. I mean, that's just automatic. I still might do some of that if I would get the opportunity. I might, you know? But it would have to be like a mom and pop rock station. I don't know about a full-fledged corporate. You know, I don't know if I want to go under, I don't know if I want to work under those kind of constraints anymore. Because I had to deal with it for so many years and fight it all the time. And I remember one time, let me give you examples. So I know Pat Sertan's not playing in a game. So we pre-record the Wanstead show. And Wanstead's talking about how, you know, the Hank asks him about Sertan and where he's, oh, no, he's practicing. He's, you know, we're hoping he's going to do a good job this weekend, you know, and Wanstead talks him up like he's going to play. But I know he's not playing. And so I'm not allowed to report the story. Can you imagine that? It's like, okay, you're paying me to be a beat reporter. You're paying me to break news. Well, actually, you're not really paying me to break news. I broke news on my own. But it's like, you know, oh, no, we have a relationship with the team. So this is the kind of crap that I had to deal with for many, many, many years. Like when I roasted Al Golden at the ACC Media Days, do you know how, you know the kind of crap I had to deal with behind the scenes for that? Why? Because you're supposed to go there and just kiss their ass. And that's not me. I'm not doing that. I'm going to ask you a tough question whether you like it or not. You know? And that, so those corporate settings piss me off because there's no objectivity, you know? And that's been the problem in the media is that these corporations have kind of taken that out at different levels. And so you take the job and then, you know, a lot of people there have to, they need the job. You know, that's the only place they're going to be able to work in doing this kind of stuff. They're not going to be able to do what we're doing here. They're not that blessed. And so it's a pain in the ass. And trust me, when you can do this on your own, you don't want to go back to a corporate setting. So yeah, only thing I would love to do would be a rock DJ. Obviously, the ultimate job I could ever have would be a rock singer. But I don't have a voice for that. I don't have the talent for that. Good Lord didn't bless me with that ability. So it would be a rock DJ. That would be the other thing that I would do.